Hi, and welcome everyone to Heart Shift Radio. This is the podcast where you will learn to shift your heart, shift your thoughts, and shift your life. I'm Marcy Newman, the Heart Shift Coach. I'm an intuitive and energy healer, and using my own heart shifting process, where I help people who struggle with change. Specifically, I help people find their inner peace, the strength and courage to change, and teach them how to forgive and let go of the past. I help people recognize beliefs and patterns no longer serving them and the dense energy keeping them from fully reaching their potential. I teach how to recalibrate that energy and harness it into a complete self-love lifestyle. HeartShift Radio is all about self-love and the processes that it takes to get there. And I'm honored to share my expertise and my space today with a very special guest, Barbara Hendrickson-Hines. Welcome, Barbara.
Well, thank you, Marcy. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here and sharing our wisdom together.
Yes, I know. And I'm so excited about it because you and I have history. So,
yes, we do.
Yeah. Before I jump into that, I just want to tell our listeners a little bit about you and how our relationship started and really the impact that it's had on both of our lives, how it brought each of us here to this place today. I loved so much what you wrote about yourself when I asked you for a bio. So if you don't mind, I'd like to share it with our audience.
Okay.
So this is what Barbara said. She said, "All I can say about myself is that I'm a collection of every person and event that has touched my life. This is why I'm so very grateful for everything. Using the power of gratitude and love has shaped my life into a beautiful masterpiece. Over the years, I've shared this way of life with many and watched them fall in love with their lives. Helping others achieve joy is a passion of mine. And I currently am doing this through an interactive process at my website, yourgratefullife.com. I currently reside on the beautiful North Shore of Long Island, New York, where I've had the pleasure and honor of driving a school bus for many years. Starting and ending my workday with smiles and laughter lights up my heart and life. I'm always ready for the next grand adventure." So I have to tell you, Barbara, it was the most heartfelt bio I've ever received. And of course, I knew that it would be because I know you and how heartfelt everything is that you do. I remember when we first met, oh my God, it was so many years ago. I was living on Long Island. And we both were attending these healing circles that were led and hosted by a dear friend of ours, Jim Lavery, who is now in spirit and doing wonderful work up there, I'm sure. But
We
just had this instant connection and shared so many incredible healing experiences in that circle. Primarily, I remember it was a Reiki circle, but we also had the opportunity to talk, right? To talk about different spiritual themes and different aspects of life and how to apply all of what we were experiencing. Regardless of almost what anyone else was experiencing, it was always applicable. So, and then we started this wonderful little gathering at your kitchen table.
I love my kitchen table. It was a place for all of us to share over a cup of tea. And I always remember someone would show up and they'd be on the hot seat and something would be bothering them.
Yeah.
And we just all shared different ways to look at the situations and how we could work through whatever issue it was.
Right.
Through love, through our hearts. And we just always left there so uplifted. And I certainly miss those times.
Sure, me too.
Sure.
Yeah. Me too. It's been way too long. I also remember just feeling so expansive when I left. And I think that that's really beyond the beauty of communing on that level. It's perhaps even the purpose. You know, it's maybe why we're given that inclination to always connect with like hearts and like minds, because it raises us in our vibrational frequency. I know for myself, I went out of that house completely different than when I walked in. And I was always so grateful for it. So that's how we met. But now let's talk about how we got here. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So now, Barbara, I have to officially congratulate you as the first winner in the forgiveness quote contest. And I first have to thank you for your entry. You actually made it quite easy. But when I had this concept initially of starting this contest, it was because I had this realization that between June 26th and the end of October, and we're talking 2017 for anyone who may be listening to this years to come, and I hope that you do, that we had so many forgiveness days that had already been designated nationally, internationally, globally, worldly. And I said, what an incredible opportunity to create a mass of energy. Mm-hmm. And so I put this whole concept of this contest out there because I wanted people, first of all, to start to think about forgiveness and how it was showing, how the issue was showing up in their lives. And of course, as we learned from our kitchen table conversations, is that we all have some incredible wisdom to share.
Each one of us does.
Yeah. And so your quote, I remember like just reading it and saying, wow, this is important. So your quote was, forgiveness turned inward is the ultimate expression of self-love. All right, Barbara, what does it mean to you? What brought that forward? That came, you know, that's so heartfelt, like I said.
All right. Well, as you have mentioned, we do have a history going back, and you have always been one of my mentors, my friends, have always pushed me to the next level, and always believed in me. And you always talked about self-love. And there was many issues that I had going on in my life at different times. And you just always kind of shifted me back and to come from my heart. And plus I also, shared with you your self-love Reiki course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's, you know, when I think of you, Marcy, I think of self-love. So for me, I kind of, you know, it was a no-brainer for me because, you know, if you cannot forgive yourself for anything, you can't love yourself. And when you love yourself, everyone else can love you.
That's
just the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't love yourself, how can you expect anybody else to love you?
Yeah.
And that's how we fill our lives with love.
Mm.
So
I think that's
in a way,
so
I kind
powerful.
Of felt like I, huh? It I, is. It
go
is.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I kind of felt like I cheated on that by winning because I just knew it came from my heart, but it also came from your heart. And, you know, we are connected through our hearts and love and the experiences that we've shared. So I didn't mean to push anybody out of the way.
You got right where you needed to be.
And I did, and I knew that you would love it, but I was, you know, I didn't want to be overshadow anyone else, but the other quotes that have been showing up in your contest are just wonderful also.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I thank you for doing this, because people need to know that forgiveness starts within themselves.
So,
and it's a very important gift.
It sure is. Let's talk about that for a minute. So first, let me just say that I'm really honored and thrilled to know that you've carried that message in your heart all these years. And I know that you've put it to very good use. So that's fantastic. But let's dive in. So tell me something. What is forgiveness to you? Because you're talking about forgiveness of the self and its correlation to self-love. What is forgiveness to you?
Putting me on the hot seat now, huh?
Well, a little bit.
No, well, yeah. I am at my kitchen table.
That's
so,
right.
But forgiveness to me is that we are all just trying to figure this out. And so I have a quote of mine. I don't know if you've seen it, a tagline on my email, and where I say that I never make any mistakes. I only create opportunities to laugh at myself, and I am very funny.
I love it.
It's, you know, sometimes I will do something and I'll turn around and be like, did I really do that? Was that me? Because that's who I really want to express to the world.
Mm.
And, well, sometimes it's just, okay, I didn't think it through, or it's just a silly response. I'm not going to beat myself up over it. So when I look around at other people around me, they're just trying to figure it out. I haven't walked in their shoes, so I don't know what came before.
Mm.
And so I just let them off the hook.
Mm.
To me, that's what forgiveness is. It's just letting people off the hook. And if you could let them off, maybe they could let themselves off. And if everybody loves themselves, we'd have a beautiful world.
I love that.
So that's where, how I think about forgiveness, is that don't hold a judgment on anyone, because we're all just moving through life. And sometimes when someone does something bad to you, it's really a gift, because you could take a look at, oh, how am I reacting to this?
Mm.
Or if somebody does something really nice to you, then you can react in a different way too.
Yeah.
It's just all, everything's a gift in life. And,
well, first of all, yeah, that's a very compassionate approach. And my guess is that it's probably taken you some really deep introspection to cultivate that. Because what you're really inferring is that if we can put aside our own judgment of what happened or what someone did to us or said to us, and look at it as opportunity, it's a whole different ballgame. And that is, from my perspective, exactly the important element of self-love, loving ourselves enough to do that. To be compassionate, but also to see the opportunity in all experiences. Why do you think people have issues with forgiveness then? If there's always an opportunity, why do you think many people have issues with forgiveness? And by the way, my hand is raised right now. I'm not, you know, I'm part of this. It, you know, forgiveness is something that I've determined is really something that I have to be very conscientious of. So why do you think we all have issues with forgiveness?
When we're young, we're just kind of taught that, you know, I think it comes a lot from, you know, our parents, our families, our teachers, you know, that it's, you're never good enough when you're more than good enough. And it just becomes a condition. For me, I think I've always been this way. Even back as a kid, I could never be mad at anybody for any length of time, or mad at all, really. And So I think I got a head start on that.
Lucky
maybe
you.
Maybe that's, you know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I
lucky
think it might
you.
Be something from you know, some of my past life experiences, which you helped me to see some of them, which were totally amazing. but it's just, I think a lot of it is just conditioning. And we're not taught from when we're young how absolutely perfect we are, that we're magnificent, divine expressions of love. I don't know of any parent who goes around saying that to their kids.
Yeah.
I tell my grandkids. But when my children were younger, I didn't talk to them on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That's where I am at that.
Yeah. So I think that there is, you know, an aspect of the process itself that does come with life experience and, of course, wisdom. But I think it's also a choice sometimes, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I choose forgiveness, I choose love, and I choose happiness. And someone asked me, how could you be happy all the time? I said, because it feels good. No other reason. I mean, you know, life is a joyful experience. At least that's where I am at this point. I can't, you know, 20 years ago, I probably would not be having the same conversation with you.
That's right.
Or you with me.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been through all of our life experiences, and I don't declare them, any of them, as good or bad. They were just part of me.
Yeah.
And so each day I just choose the best that I can.
Mm.
It doesn't always work, but I try.
So do you ever think that there's a time where forgiveness is not appropriate?
No. I don't think so. No.
Okay. That's pretty definitive.
You know, I can't make a case for not forgiving.
Yeah.
It hurts you and it hurts the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that lead you? To hurt people who then now are struggling. Just let it go. And you'd be happy.
Yeah, I know that.
I just try to always make everything simple. And to me, that's all it is, you know, forgive and love and be appreciative.
So you realize that there are some people listening to this who are saying, it's pretty lofty. This, you know, this woman's in La La Land. What do you have to say to them?
I love La La Land. I have had people tell me that, you know, take off your rose-colored glasses, and you know, but if I can't see the beauty and the good in life and in all the people around me, then who's going to show it to anyone?
Yeah.
And aren't we here to try to uplift each other, to make them happier, to see things in a different way? That's how I choose to live.
Wow.
Simple as that.
And I, for everyone listening, I can attest. Go ahead and turn that off.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm trying.
That's okay.
Okay.
So for everyone listening, I can attest that any time I've had any interaction with Barbara at all, that this is the prevalent theme. I choose to look at it like this. I choose to look at it like that. And I've always really admired that that determination and the commitment that you have to doing just that. So, yes, go ahead.
I was going to say thank you, but this is just who I am. And people think I may be crazy, and that's okay. When they tell me I'm out of my mind, it's a compliment. So,
yeah.
Because when I'm in my mind, then I've got all this chatter going on about what could be, what's not, and it's not the truth. So
you bring up a very important point then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is forgiveness about the head or the heart?
Right. It's about the heart, always.
Yeah. Yeah.
First, and let the mind just go. It's just making things up all the time. The heart knows for real what's true and what's right. And when you follow your heart, you never go wrong.
So what I'm hearing you say is that if you're having difficulty in forgiving, that the path to get there is exactly as you suggested, and that's working to get out of your head, because there are an awful lot of confusing thoughts that we entertain on a second-by-second basis, and it creates so much confusion. And I love how you said, I mean, the heart knows. And maybe the heart is also where we find all those opportunities.
It's the only place.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the mind chatter is can really get crazy sometimes. And I always, one of my favorite quotes from Abraham Hicks was worry is using your imagination to create what you don't want. And and when I come across people who are, they're worried about this, and I, I'll stop them and say, has anything that you've ever conjured up in your mind actually happened? And they just take a pause and they go, oh, no. So why are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Because your mind can be very, very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of false statements in your head.
Yeah.
But your heart will never, ever set you wrong.
So true. So true. So in the beginning of our conversation, you used the term self-forgiveness. Tell me about that. Why is that important? And what do you think the place for that is in the forgiveness process? What would you have to forgive yourself for?
Well, I don't because I don't make mistakes. I told you, I just laugh at myself.
Oh, I love
but
that.
But that's me. But that's me. But that, no, there are times, sometimes different things that I've done in the past where I've unintentionally hurt someone.
Mm-hmm.
It can still, feel that tug in my heart. And, I do have to forgive myself for actually feeling that way. Not so much that I did something wrong, because I didn't do anything to intentionally hurt someone. And that other person felt hurt. And yes, I do feel bad about that. But I look at it, maybe I was the person who needed to give this other person a gift by what I said, for them to heal their hurt. Because we're all co-creating this life together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, when I let myself off the hook, then I could be happy and show what life is about, or should be. Joy, love, laughter, all of those higher aspects. I don't want to go around being sad and crying and weeping. I'm like, that's not fun.
So would you say that there are benefits to forgiving yourself first?
Oh, yes, because if you don't forgive yourself, you get miserable thoughts in your head.
Mm.
And when you forgive yourself, then your heart heals you.
So then tell me about this connection, this connection between forgiveness and self-love. Because what you're describing is a huge act of self-love. It's huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And okay, we could go back to my kitchen table, Marcy.
Yes.
Okay. Years ago, there was...
I'm having a sip of tea.
Okay. years ago, you and our good friend Gladys would come and sit at my table.
Oh,
and
Gladys.
I always looked up to you because you had accomplished so many things in your life. And I just, I graduated high school. I had some kids and I drove the school bus. So I didn't really feel all that worthy. And then we had Gladys, who was so spiritually in tune, and I admired her. And I used to put the two of you up on a pedestal. And I never felt worthy. And then one day, I don't remember exactly what was said, but next thing I realized, I just had a different life than you and Gladys, and I could jump up on that pedestal with you. And that moment totally shifted my life. Mm. I have never felt inferior to another person before, because now all of a sudden, I loved me.
Amazing.
I don't know how many people actually say that they can say, I love me, who they are. And it was a pivotal moment in my life at my kitchen table. So here's a sip of tea to you, Marcy, for your gifts and Gladys's gifts. So to me, if I don't forgive myself for the mistakes that I've made or different things, I can't love me. And I really like loving me.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be. So I am so honored and thankful that our paths crossed, which they were meant to. And here we are again at the kitchen table.
Keep crossing. Absolutely. Yes. So I know that a lot of your work that you focus on with others is in gratitude. How does gratitude relate to forgiveness?
Good question. Well, if you're grateful for everything, then you only see the beauty in everything. And if you, to me, not being able to forgive is you've got a wall put up there. So I don't know how you could be grateful and hold, issues with people or with yourself. So to me, gratitude is just a way to move love. And if we want to talk about love, as we know that that's all there is, that's real in this world. But if you look at it as a noun, it just sits there. It doesn't do anything. But when you add gratitude to it, it makes it come alive. It's like a verb. So now you can, everything becomes love when you look at it through the eyes and the heart of gratitude. And if you can't forgive, you've got a wall there, whether it's yourself or others. And I like to break down those walls and just let the love shine.
I really appreciate that perspective. I totally agree with you that if you're in that, and I look at things, from vibrational frequency. Right. And if I'm looking at the vibrational frequency of forgiveness and that there's no place for that to vibrate in somebody's energy field, so those walls that you speak of are preventing both love from coming in and love from going out. And so...
Exactly.
I think, you're right on. How can we experience true gratitude if we have walls that are preventing that energy from simply flowing through? So,
I like the way you said that. You said it a lot better than me.
No, I like the way you said it, to tell you the truth. I have a real appreciation for that. And I think that that's something that our listeners can really take in, because the truth of the matter is, I think we know when we have put walls up. Do you?
Oh, yeah. But they don't. You don't feel good when you have a wall around you.
Yeah.
How can you? You're not letting love in or love out. You can never fully experience what's going on in life if you've got that wall around you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. You see many people going through many different things. And, for me, I just like to keep things very simple. Love and gratitude and blessing. And you can't be in those three states and be angry and mad or upset or worried or whatever. You can't, you know yourself. Like you said, the vibration is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just can't line up. And I mean, you could look at people and just their expressions, their body language just tells you that something's off balance.
Sure.
And they're not letting people in. They're not letting even, like I say, you know, self-love is that is such a big key to living a full, happy life.
Sure. It's the roadmap for taking those walls down, as you said. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, when I allow those walls to build up and I'm not attentive to myself, I feel separate. I feel completely disconnected from everybody else, from life, from so many parts of myself that are sort of clamoring to get out. And, you know, any wall that I keep building is only keeping those parts in. So exactly. I feel like I'm suffocating almost. And I think it's such an important part of the process for us to really embrace that everything is connected. So like you said, if you're holding on to energy that has become very dense because of things in the past you haven't let go of, you can't feel gratitude. You can't truly feel love. And you can't truly embrace that you are lovable. Because if you were lovable, you wouldn't be holding any part of you back.
Right.
So
it is. And the big key to that is the awareness that this is where you are. You know, both you and I know that energy is, you know, the highest vibration of energy is love. And
that's right.
That's what we strive to be. And, you know, I, just the way that I live and the work that I do and also with you, you know, when it's off, we're aware of it. And it takes a lot of practice to become aware of what your thoughts and your feelings are, especially your feelings, because they're kind of like they pick up the vibrations and let you know.
That's
I mean,
right.
We get that gut feeling. Oh my gosh, you know, all of a sudden you'll realize that, you know, well, something doesn't seem right, your instincts or whatever, but you know, it's all like vibration. But when you're aware that you're aware, it's wonderful because you can just say, oh, well, I don't want to do that. Let me choose again.
Right.
And find a different mindset. And that's what I try to do with my gratitude practices. You know, I don't have to do a whole 180 to turn around. I just need to shift my thought a tiny little bit. And now the situation is totally different than what it was. And just shifting a little at a time, you know, you will make that 180. But it's, you know, we can't do that big jump. And it's being aware, oh, I thought that. Oh, wait, what can make me feel better? And we just shift a little at a time and become aware. And then you can break down those walls little by little, brick by brick.
I love that practical advice. I think our listeners can really take bite-sized pieces out of that and take it into their own hearts and apply it to their lives. And like you said, see real change. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
So again, if you could just give everyone your website so that they know how to find you. And I'm certain that they will find whatever they need when they go and start to really look at the information that you have there. And of course, I know that you will make yourself available to people who want and need to speak with you. So how can they find you?
Okay, well, they could find me at yourgratefullife.com. And they could also email me at barbara@yourgratefullife.com. Very simple.
Perfect.
Like to keep things simple. No complicated, no rules or anything like that. And I'm also almost finished writing my very first book. Which is, I know, it's so exciting. I finally got around to like getting it going. Mm-hmm. And it's just about completed. And it's called I'm Ready, Let's Go.
Oh, and how fabulous.
This was about a journey. Took about 2 weeks when my mother had crossed over. She made the decision. She didn't want to live anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, she always thought I was kind of crazy with my thoughts with, you know, maybe communicating with people who crossed over. And she didn't know. But when she made her decision, she said, please stay with me. And it was the most spectacular 2 weeks of my life to share with her. And at one point, she was impatient, very impatient. And she said, how do I do it? How do I leave? And I said, I don't know, Mom, maybe you've got to say, I'm ready, let's go. So she sat in her hospital bed. She clapped her hands and shouted out loud, I'm ready, let's go. I'm ready, let's go.
Oh,
and after about five or six times, she stopped. She turned and looked at me and she said, it didn't work.
Oh, no.
And so we just laughed. And so I helped her to make the transition. And I think people need to know that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's life on the other side. And so that book is going to be ready to go to the publishers. And I hope that everybody can enjoy that.
Sure. Fantastic. So, and
it is. Yes.
I was just going to say, when that's ready, I hope that you'll come back and tell us more about it. I think that that's a really important conversation for us to have.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to.
Yeah.
I'll let you know as soon as it's on, you know, in print and on the shelf.
So that'll be available on your website soon?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will, you know, keep that all updated. And,
okay.
It's great. So, but... I so appreciate this time to speak with you, Marcy, and also to thank you for all the gifts that you brought to me and I brought to you.
Absolutely.
It's just a beautiful co-creation, and I love to see how you have blossomed, and your life is just wonderful right now for you. And
well, we're all in this together, right?
We are.
We're all
one heart,
in this
one
together.
Breath, and... you know, it's. I've been honored to speak with you tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe some of my words, your words, together will. You know, even if it changes one person.
Sure, of course. Well, I'm sure that our listeners are very appreciative also of you being here and sharing your heart and your advice and your practical application. I think was really important. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart and look forward to you being here again very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank everyone, thanks for tuning in. Again, I'm Marcy Newman, your Heart Shift coach, and I'm sending you huge hugs and heart shifts, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.